today's daf is Zvachim Daf Nun Hey. Today's share is once again sponsored by Henry Olinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, the Rebbetzin Pesya Yenta Bas Yisrael Aryeh, the Rebbetzin of Rav Asher Weiss, Shlita, her Neshama Shlev and Aliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. We are holding it at the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah is going to discuss the dinim of a chatas and an ola. The Mishnah is up until this point have discussed chatas and ola. Now the Gemara is going to discuss all other karbanos that are in the category of kodshei kodshim. And the Gemara is going to talk about how we know, and we have two different possibilities of how we know that they require tsafon. And then we're going to have a Mishnah in the middle of the page where we're going to shift gears. We're going to move from kodshei kodshim to kodshim kalim and the various halachos that relate to the karban Toda and the El Nazir as the beginning of our discussion of Kachim Kalim. And then the next Mishnah is going to discuss Karbanos that are Kachim Kalim, and we're going to move on to Karban Shlamim in particular. And the Gemara is going to discuss how I know that the Karban Shlamim could be Shechted B'chol Makom, anywhere in the Azara, throughout the entire Azara. Then the Gemara is going to discuss why it is that when the Pasuk talks about the Karban Shlamim, it says Pesach Ol Moed, and in other psukim that talk about the Karban Shlamim, it just says Lifnei Ol Moed, and not Pesach Ol Moed. And that's going to lead us into a discussion of Pesach, what's considered the Pesach, and what's considered Na'ul, when is something considered to be closed or locked. So that's going to be the basic outline of today's daf. So let's begin at the Mishnah on the bottom of daf, Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur, the Kivsei Ha'atzeres that are brought together with the Shtei Alechem, Ve'ashamos, and the Karban Asham are also called Kodshei Kodshim, and therefore we're about to discuss the dinim relating to those karbanos that are all kachay kachim. So it says, "Elu hein ashamos." Here are the various ashamos that are mentioned in the Torah. Asham gzelos, a karban that a person is chayiv when he denies owing money that he owes. So we call it an asham gzelos, even though the owing money is not always as a result of stealing. It could be he owes money for other reasons, but nevertheless, it's called an asham gzelos. So he denies owing money and he swears falsely that he owes the money, and then ultimately he admits that he owes that money. That's an Asham Gzelos. He's chayiv to bring such a carbon Asham. Asham Ilos is the second type of person, is chayiv this carbon when he gets hana from Hegdish worth it, and the hana is valued at a Shava Pruta or more, and he got that hana b'shogeg, he has to pay a Karen and a Chomesh. And then he has to bring a carbon asham for kapara on his mi'ila as well. That's a pasuk in Vayikra Perikei. Nefesh kisim ol mal v'chata b'shkagu mikadshe Hashem v'hevias asham ala Hashem el tamim min atzon v'erkha kesef shkalim b'shekel hakodesh la'asham. So very clearly he brings a carbon asham. Third, asham shivcha charufa, a carbon that a person's chayiv when he's boel a shivcha charufa. What exactly is a shivcha charufa? So that is a machlokas in sugyun Gittin Daf Nem Gimel, but let's assume, like the what Rashi says over here, which is Shitas Rabbi Yishmael, that it's a Shivcha Kananis that is designated for an Eved Ivri. And then a man is Boel, that woman who has already been designated for the Eved Ivri. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita in Gittin Daf Mem Gimel. Rabbi Akiva holds a Shivcha Charufa is a Chatzi Shivcha v'Chatzi Bas Chorin. She was owned by two people. There were partners that owned her. One of them was Meshachrer, his Chelik in her. The other one was not. So when you have a Chatzi Shivcha v'Chatzi Bas Chorin and she is designated for an Eved Ivri, that is a Shivcha Charufa. So that either way, there's a Karban Asham for being Boel a Shivcha Charufa, pasuk in the Torah, Vayikra Perik Yotes, Vishki Ishkaves, Isha Shechvazar, Vihi, Shivcha Necherefes Leish, Vavdelov Niftasa, Chuv Shalonutala, and then it goes on to say, Vehavias Hashem, El Hashem, El Pesach Moed, El Hashem, that he's got to bring a carbon Hashem for a kapara. fourth type of Asham, Asham Nazir. Nazir becomes Tameh with Tumas Meis during his Nazirus. He has to bring a carbon Asham. Asham Mitzora, a person who gets over his Saras, he finishes his Saras period, brings a carbon Asham. And then a sixth kind of carbon Asham, Asham Talui, a person is Mesupak, whether he violated an Avera, that Bishogeg Yerchayiv Chatos and Bemezid, Yerchayiv Kares, so he brings a carbon Asham if he's not sure if he violated that Avera. So here are the dinim of these karbanos. Shchitas and Batzafon. Both categories of these karbanos, the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and the Ashamos, they have to be shachted in the northern part of the Azar. They're Kachay Kachim. They're only shachted in the north. V'kibul Daman b'klisharis Batzafon. You have to do a Kabbalah Sadam in a klisharis in the north. V'daman ta'un shtei matona shein arba. You have to throw the dam on the karnos of Mizbeach in a way that you throw twice, which lands on four sides of the Mizbeach. You throw lamata michuta sikra, one zrika on the Karen Mizrachis Tzvonis, on the northeastern corner, one on the southwestern corner, and you try to angle it so the blood hits all four sides. So the nechalim, the fenimina klayim, these karbanos have to be eaten in the case of the Mishkan inside the klayim in the chatzar Mishkan, which was surrounded by curtains. But in the Beis Hamikdash, this means in the Azara. We've already discussed in the past why we use the term the fenimina klayim. If it's really a din in Beis Hamikdash, it should be v'nechalim ba'azara lezichrei kohuna. It can only be eaten by male kohanim. B'chol machol, but you could eat it, they could prepare it any which way they like, they could roast it or cook it or anything else, liyom v'layla ad chatzos, and they can cook it, they can eat it only for that day, that night, up until chatzos. Beyond that, they're not allowed to eat it. This goes back to the sugya in Brachos and Daf Beis. Normally when you have something that's only nechal for one day, you're allowed to eat it all night long. So why do the Chum say ad chatzos? In order to keep someone away from avera. Rashi over there says the Chum do not allow achilas kachim after chatzos because we're afraid that a person is then going to eat it after amud hashachar as well, and you're going to be chayv kares for eating it after amud hashachar. That's how the Rashbam writes in Pesachim Daf Kuf Yutas as well, that you're not allowed to eat it after chatzos, and he says we'd rather be mevi kodshim lebeis hapsul than to have somebody, meaning if you're putting an earlier time limit on it, whatever doesn't get finished is gonna not get eaten, so it's gonna become pasul, and you're gonna have to bring it to the beis hasreifa, and that's it, and you're not gonna have done the mitzvah that you're supposed to do of eating that korban. We'd rather do that than risk somebody eating it after this man is already over than risk somebody eating it after Amud HaShachar. So the Cheshek Shlomo writes that in the Yerushalmi it sounds that it's asur to eat Achar Chatzos even b'dieved, which is very much aligned with what the Rashbam says, that it's going to be, we're going to be maybe the day based up Sul if it doesn't get eaten by Chatzos. There are no second chances. Chatzos becomes the new absolute time limit. However, Tosas Maseches Pesachim writes that this din, that Kachay Kachim, is only eaten until Chatzos, is a din l'chadchila. We're suggesting, yes, l'chadchila, eat the Kachay Kachim before Chatzos. But we're not making a siyag that's going to be maybe Kachim l'beis apsul. If a guy wakes up and it's after Chatzos, but it's well before Amud HaShachar, we're not going to tell him, go be maybe the Kachim l'beis apsul. We're going to tell him, okay, midaraisa, you're still good. The Chacham just recommended that you get it done by Chatzos, but it's not going to become pasul. And this is part of a broader question of when the Chacham were either able or willing to undo a din d'oraisa in order to strengthen the din d'rabbanan. According to Tosfos, they weren't undoing any din d'oraisa. They were just saying, have it within the earlier part of the Zman. But if you don't, okay, then better to do the din d'oraisa, have it in the later part of the Zman, than not to do it at all. Whereas according to Rashi and the Rashbam, it sounds like they were mamish undoing a din d'oraisa. And the reason they made the reason they were so concerned that people are going to have it after Amud HaShachar, Tosfos writes, is that Amud HaShachar is not such an easily recognizable time, as opposed to Kachim Kalim, which are eaten l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. So the shnei yamim are over at Shkias Achama. Shkias Achama, you just look when the sun goes below the horizon. But Amud HaShachar is much more tricky because it's not sunrise; it's well before sunrise. So it's an amount of light based on the color of the sky, and you know, know, it's not as easy to tell when exactly Amunah Shachar comes. So anyway, that's the halacha as far as the zman of the eating of kachay kachim. So the Mishnah had mentioned that the place where you shech the zivchei shalmitzibur and the ashamos and the kabbalah's dam also has to be in the tzafon. So when it comes to a carbon asham, the Gemara already told us daf mem test. We learn from the pasuk b'makam asher yishchetu esa'ola yishchetu esa'asham. You shech the asham in the same place you shech the ola, and the Torah is explicit that you shech the ola in the tzafon. So that's obvious. Kabbalah's dam is b'tzafon. We learn from the hemshech of the pasuk ve'es damo that the kabbalah's dam also has to be done in the same makom that you do the shechita, which is obviously the tzafon. But what about shalmei tzibur? Where do we find anywhere that zivchei shalmei tzibur is done with tzafon? That we haven't covered in a previous sugya yet. Minolam debayit tzafon. Ask Mara, how do I know that shalmei tzibur and kabbalah's dam of the shalmei tzibur, the shechita and the kabbalah's dam have to be done with tzafon? So detani rabba bar rav chanan kamei de rava, he taught in front of rava a brisa that it says in the Torah of Asisim series. So he kisha na kosav lechatos ma chatos b'tzafon af shalmei tzibur b'tzafon. The Torah explicitly links the shalmei tzibur with the korban chatos, just like korban chatos is b'tzafon. Zivchei shalmei tzibur are also b'tzafon. Amar le Rava, so Rava says back, how can you learn it from chatos? V'chi chatos meichal lemeida. How do I know that chatos requires tzafon? Me'ola. I only know it from korban ola. We had this about a week ago where we learned from the pasuk v'shachatas hachatas b'makom ha'ola, the Torah tells us. So we link chatas to ola. So if ola has to be b'tzafon, chatas has to be b'tzafon as well, both the shechita and the kabbalah's dam. But how can you then learn out from chatas, which itself is derived from ola, to zivchei shalmei tzibur? Because v'chidavar alam v'hekish chozer malamid v'hekish. Can you take something that itself is learned from a hekish and then be chozer malamid with another hekish? This is kachim. We're not allowed to do that. Remember, about a week ago we had those sugyas that just went on and on about Hekish and Kal V'chomer and Gzeir Shava and the double limud, right? But the basis was Hekish, absolutely not. You cannot have a double Hekish. Elo Amar Rav, Rav says, now here's how I know Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur need to be done with Tzafon, with the Tani Rav Mari Bered Rav Kahana, that the Brisa tells us as follows, Alo Seichem Ve'al Zivchei Shalmeichem, the Torah says, when it says Zivchei Shalmeichem, that's referring to Shalmei Tzibur, because the Pasuk says, V'tchatem Chatzotros, and these Karbanos require Shira at the time of the Nisuch HaYayin. A Karban Yachad does not require Shira. And when it says Al Oloseichem Val Zivchei Shalmeichem, we're making a hekish between Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and Ola directly. Ma Ola Kachay Kachim, Ma Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur Kachay Kachim. And we darshan that just like Ola is Kachay Kachim, because obviously it's Kachay Kachim, goes all the Gavoa, no one eats any part of it, so too the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are also Kachay Kachim, in that if a Tevul Yom were to touch them, they'd become possible. If it would be possible to yotze, if it leaves the azara, it's possible bulina, and if it's not eaten the entire night, the entire night that follows the shechita, it's going to be possible ma'ola batzafon, and therefore we extend the limud just like an ola has to be shachta batzafon af zivchei shalmei tzibur batzafon. So too the shechita and the kabbalah's dam of zivchei shalmei tzibur has to be batzafon. So ella hekesha kamel lemayasa. Great, so we like that one. That's a good makar to tell me you need tzafon. What about the first hekesh that the Gemara quoted, that we compare the zivchei shalmei tzibur to a chatas? What does that teach us? So that teaches us ki chatas, that in a certain sense it's like a chatas as well. Ma chatas ein necheles el zichrei kuhuna av zivchei shalmei tzibur nechel el zichrei kuhuna. That we never could have learned from a comparison to ola, because ola doesn't get eaten by anybody. So yeah, there's a pasuk that links Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur with Ola to tell me the makom of the Shechita, the makom of the Kabbalah. But then I need a pasuk to link Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur to Chatas to tell me who eats it. That just like a Chatas is eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna, so too the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are also eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna. Tosus points out that in the Gemara on Daf Tzadi Zayin Beis and in the Sugya Menachos, we learn this from other Psukim. So it seems that there's some sort of machlokas over here. Furthermore, Tosus says, if Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur are compared to a Korban Chatas, chatas. So by chatas it says that if it's shechtes shlo lishma, it's possible. Why don't we say the same thing by simchei shalom mitzvah chatas and pesach? If it's shechtes shlo lishma, it's going to be possible. Why don't we say the same thing by zivchei shalom mitzibur? And we have a brisa that says explicitly menachos that the kivsei atzeres that are shechtes shlo lishman that they're kosher. The you do as rikas adam, you still eat the basar. So okay, Tosus deals with those problems. So now Abaye challenges Rava. Amale Abaye ihachi. If you're right that the first hakesh between zivchei shalom mitzibur and chatos comes to tell me that only zichrei kuna could eat it, gabe el nazir, the carbon that a nazir brings when he finishes his nazirus b'tahara. This is not the asham we were talking about in the Mishnah. That was when he becomes tameh, he's got to bring an asham. The el nazir, he brings a carbon when he finishes his nazirus, mission accomplished, and it's a carbon shlamim. Dichsiv, hikrav es karbon ala Hashem, keves ben shnasol tamim echal di ala v'kivsa achas bas shnasat mimal chatas ve'elecha tamim lishlamim hachinami neima hekishu akasav lechatas dekishu akasav lechatas. Should we also say over there from the fact that the chatas and the shlamim are juxtaposed with each other that it must be that there's a link between that shlamim and the chatas? In that ma chatas ein nechal zel zichrekuna afel nazanami ein nechal zichrekuna. That just like chatas is only eaten by male kohanim, the el nazir is also only eaten by male kohanim. That can't be true because the Mishnah is going to say that El Nazir is Nechal Chal Adam. It's Kachim Kalim. It gets to be eaten by anybody. So just like the Hekesh between the El Nazir and the Chatas is not Darshan to teach me who eats it, so maybe the same thing is true between the Hekesh of Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and the Chatas. And you cannot use it to Darshan that only Zichrei Kuhuna can eat the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur. Says Mar Hachi Hashta. No, you can't compare those two Hekeshim with each other. The Hekesh on the one hand between the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur and the Chatas, and on the other hand between the El Nazir and the Chatas. Hasam, when it comes to the El Nazir, it's clear that it's eaten by everybody. Kivan d'chsiv v'loka ha-koin es hazroa b'sheila mina ayil, that the Kohen gets a certain part of the karban, mechal d'kule bailim achudei. Sounds like the whole rest of the karban goes to the bailim, so it's explicit or kimat explicit in the pasuk that the El Nazir gets to be eaten by the bailim and that it doesn't have to be eaten by a Kohen. So the hekesh is not going to overpower what's explicit in the pasuk. As opposed to over here, we have no other indication of who gets to eat the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur other than the Hekesh. So the Hekesh can teach me that it's only eaten by Zichrei Kuhuna. So ask the Gemara, yeah, by the Basar of the Ayil, you can't say that it's eaten Dafka by Zichrei Kuhuna. But what about the Zroah B'Sheila that the Kohen gets from the Ayil? So it's certainly not Mashal from the Pasuk that that's eaten L'Kal Adam, because the Kohen gets it. So Zroah B'Sheila Miha Lo L'Sachel El Zichrei. Meaning, certainly, what we should say is that the Zorah B'Sheila should only get eaten by Zichrei Kuna and not to women and not to Avadim or anyone else. So, and the Mishnah says that the El Nazir, including the Zorah B'Sheila, is eaten even by the Nashim and the Avadim of Kohanim. So, Kasha, that's very difficult. Where we get that idea that the Zorah B'Sheila gets to be eaten by, we're going to see a Mishnah later on, gets to be eaten by the Nashim and the Avadim of Kohanim as well, very challenging. V'i Bayasema, or the reason the Zorah B'Sheila is only for Zichrei Kuna, kachi ikri, kachi kachim lo ikri. The Zorah B'Sheila is called Kodesh in the Torah, Kodesh hu la Kohen, but the Torah never calls it Kodesh Kodashim. And the fact that the Torah does not, and that's how we learn that there's no link to the Karban Chatas, and you don't have the Kal V'Chomer, and you don't have all the restrictions that you would have on the Karban Chatas, and that's why it's eaten by anybody. What do we taka learn from that hekesh between El Nazir and Chatas? I mean, we're saying all the dinim are, we ignore the hekesh between El Nazir and Chatas. But the hekesh is there, so what do we learn from it? Amarav Hashem Gilach Alechem Mishlashtan Yatsa. That an El Nazir is compared to a Karban Chatas in that what the Mishnah Nazir says in Daf Memhei, if the Nazir is Megaleach, his hair, after being Makriv, one of his three Karbanos, he's got an Oli, he's got a Chatas, and he's got a Shlamim, he's Yotze, the mitzvah of Tiglachas HaTara that he's got to do, even though he didn't bring all of his karbanos. That's what we learn from the hekesh to a karban between an El Nazir and a Chatas. That just like if he brought the Ayel HaShlamim alone, he'd be Yotzei, so too if he brings the Chatas, or just the Ola alone, he'd be Yotzei, and he'd be able to be Yotzei the mitzvah of Tiglachas. Okay, so now we move on to those karbanos that are labeled as Kachim Kalim. Says the Mishnah, Hatoda ve'el Nazir, the karban Shlamim that the Nazir brings when he finishes his Naziris Tahara, Kachim Kalim, they are Kachim Kalim, and therefore they don't have a din of Mi'ila. Shchitasan b'chol makom azara, they could be shechted anywhere in the Azara, not just in the northern part of the Azara. V'damaton shtematon shenarba, the Kohen takes the dam that's in the Kli, and he throws it on the Karnos HaMizbeach, in the bottom half of the Mizbeach, one Zrika on the northeastern corner, another Zrika on the southwestern corner, in a way that it hits all four walls of the Mizbeach. V'de'achalim b'chali'ir, could be eaten throughout all of Yerushalayim, not just inside the Kla'im, or inside what we would call the Azara. L'chal adam, and anyone is allowed to eat, even in non-Kohen, b'chol machol, however they want to prepare the meat, liyom v'layla ad chatzos, also only for one day and the night that follows until chatzos. So even though they could be eaten by the bailim, there are certain parts though that have to be given to the Kohanim, and they are as follows. Hamura mehem, that which you take from the Karban Todah and the El Nazir, from the Karban Todah they give the chaz of a shok, like any other Karban Shlamim, to the Kohen, and the arba chalos from different types of the chalos that are brought together with the Karban Todah. Remember, there are 40 loaves, but of the 40 loaves, there are four different types, 10 of each type, and one of the ten is given to a Kohen. The El Nazir you give the Chaz V'Shok, Zra B'Sheila, Chalatz Matzah Achas, Rokik Echad, all that to a Kohen. Kayotzi Behem, like the Karbanos themselves, they're only eaten Liyom V'Layla, El Shamurim Nechla Kohanim, but the Murim, that which you give to the Kohanim, could be eaten by not only the Kohanim, L'Nishehem, to the wives of the Kohanim, U'Livnehem, the children of the Kohanim, U'Lavdehem, and the Avadim of the Kohanim. What? The Chiddush in saying Levnehem, aren't the Bnehem of Kohanim also Kohanim? So Rashi points out, even the Gemara points out, even Ketanim are allowed to eat it. Rashi says that the makar of the fact that you give it to Ketanim is from the Gemara Menachos, that a Katan generally is not Chalech B'Kachim. It says V'Kol Bnei Aaron Tia Ish Ba'achiv. So we darshan Ish Chalek Ve'in Katan Chalek. So a Katan is excluded from Chaluka, but apparently, yeah, from Chaluka he's excluded, but he's allowed to eat the Kachim. So it can even be given to the Ketanim in this case. Okay, so the Mishnah said that the Todah and El Nazir could be eaten throughout the entire city of Yerushalayim, and when they had a Mishkan, it could be eaten throughout the Midbar, in all of Machane Yisrael, and the Gemara is going to explain the Makar of how we know that it could be eaten throughout all of Machane Yisrael. But in order to understand it, a little bit of background. When they erected the Mishkan, Moshe and Aaron were told to be mechanic the Mishkan by wearing big day kuhuna and bringing karbanos for 8 days. That was the Yimei Chanukas HaMishkan. That's called the Shmonas Yimei HaMiluim. All of those 8 days, they would bring a parech of the chatas, shnei elim, they would bring two elim, one for an ola, one for a shlamim, and a sal matzos, a basket of matzos, which had 10 chalos revucha, 10 matzos blulos b'shemen, 10 rikike matzos meshuchim b'shemen. So Moshe, who was serving as a kohen during the Shmonas Yimei HaMiluim, would take one of ten of the chalos, and he brought it on the mizbeach, and the rest was eaten by Aaron Ubanov in the Chatzar Ol Moed. On the 8th day of the Miluim, after they brought all the karbanos and the mincha, Moshe says to Aaron Ubanov, k'chuas ha-mincha noseres me'yishei Hashem, v'yichlu ha-matzos ki kodesh kadashami va'achaltabosa b'makom kodesh v'yischazei atnufa v'yishogar shuma tochlu b'makom tahar. He tells Aaron Ubanov they should eat the Moser HaMincha and whatever was given from the El HaShlamim in a makom tahar. So now, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanan, when the Torah describes the Yimei HaMiluim, it says v'yischazei atnufa v'yishogar shuma tochlu b'makom tahar. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah v'chi rishonim b'tuma acholum. The earlier kabanos that the sirechatos, the shirei mincha, were they eaten even bituma in a makom kadosh? Meaning, was that the mitzvah up until that point? Ella tahar michlal shutame. When it says tahar, from the fact that the Torah says b'makom tahar and not b'makom kadosh, even though l'chora that would have been the better term to use, because that's what he's really describing, not a makom tahar, but a makom kadosh. So it sounds that it doesn't mean tahar legamri, it's somewhat tame, meaning tahar mitumas mitzora, that mitzoraim are not allowed to enter the space that we're describing, but v'tame mitumas zav. The holy place where this has to be eaten is a place where some tameim are allowed to go. Which tameim? People who have tumas zav, people with tumas ziva, are allowed to enter that area. So what's the area where mitzoraim are not allowed to enter, but zavim are? Ve'zeh, zeh machne Yisrael. So that is a reference to the machne Yisrael, meaning there are shalosh machnos. There's the machne Shechina, machne Levia, and machne Yisrael. So a tamei meis is not allowed in the machne Shechina. A tamei mitzora is not allowed in any of the machnos. A tamei zav is not allowed in the Machna Shechina or Machna Levia, but is allowed in the Machna Yisrael. So Bizmanenu, the way it translates for us, right? There's the Azara, the Harabayis, and Yerushalayim, right? So a Mitzora would be sent Chutz L'Gimel Machnos, outside entirely. But someone who has Tumas Ziva, we're allowed in the old city of Yerushalayim. We all have Tumas Ziva, Namar, it says the din of Tumas Zav. So we're allowed in the old city of Yerushalayim. We're just not allowed on Harabayis. If someone who's a Tame Mace is even allowed on Harabayis, if he can take care of his Tumas Ziva, which some argue, go to the mikveh and you take care of your Tumas Ziva, he's allowed on Harabayis, he's just not allowed in the Azara. That's why people go on Harabayis. Some people go on Harabayis and they're just very careful not to go into the place which would have Kedushas HaAzara. So the Gemara asks, how does Rabbi Nechemia know to darshan the pasuk b'makom tar that it's about Machne Yisrael, that, you know, it's a place where some Tamei people are allowed to go and not others? That's got to be Machne Yisrael, where a Mitzorah is not allowed to go, but a Zav is allowed to go. V'ematar mitumas Zav, v'tam mitumas Meis. Maybe it's referring to a place where a Zav is not allowed to go, but a Tamei Meis is allowed to go. Maybe it's talking about Harbayis. V'ezezeh. Zemachne Levia. Maybe it's a reference to Machne Levia, which was the area in the Midbar that was immediately surrounding the Mishkan. But you know, for our terms, it would be Harabayis. Maybe that's what it means. So Rabbi Abai said, "No, you know, I know the Kachim Kalim rather could be eaten b'kol ha'ir." Amar Krava Achaltem El Sa b'makom Kadosh. It says you should eat it in the makom Kadosh. Osa we darshin Osa b'makom Kadosh v'lo acheres makom Kadosh. That there's another carved mincha like the Lachmei Toda that do not need to be in a makom Kadosh, meaning in the Azara. So after the Machne Levia, so we're saying that it doesn't have to be in the Machne Levia. So even if it didn't say b'makom Tahar, we would know that the Minchas Toda does not have to be eaten in the Machne Shechina. Because in the Beis Hamikdash or the Azara, so Hadar Ksiv b'makom tahar. Then it goes on to say b'makom tahar. That's an extra pasuk. Because if it's telling me that you have to eat in a makom tahar, of course you have to be eating in a makom tahar. It can't be metame kachim. So obviously it doesn't mean tahar. It means a place where certain tame people are restricted from coming. So afkal lemachne Yisrael. That extra phrase is telling me that kachim kalim are nechal throughout all of Machne Yisrael, and b'zman Beis Hamikdash Hayikayim, it means Bechalair, in the entire old city of Yerushalayim. Rava explains differently. Rava Amar, we could explain the drasha of Rabbi Nechemia a little differently. From the fact that it says, Osa b'makom kadosh, v'lo acheres b'makom kadosh, the Torah doesn't require eating another korban mincha, the lachmei toda, in a makom kadosh, Afka Lagamri. What the Torah is doing is saying that even outside of the Machne Yisrael, or outside of Chumis Yerushalayim, we're even allowed to eat it. Then Hadar Kasav Rachmana Tochlu B'makom Tahar Ayla L'Machne Yisrael. So we have one phrase that says bring it all the way out, and then the next phrase says no, a little bit closer in. That it's that it's got to be at least in the Machne Yisrael, at least in Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara Ve'ema Ayla L'Machne Levia. Maybe the first phrase tells me bring it all the way out. The second phrase says no, bring it all the way back into the Machne Levia. Even how do I know that it's only bringing it in one level into the Yerushalayim, into the Machne Yisrael? Because L'Chad Ma'ilinan L'Tarti Lo Ma'ilinan. If we have phrase is telling me to bring it a little further in, it's a little further in, not a lot further in. So ihachi apuke nami mechad mafkinan mitati lo mafkinan. Well, by that same token, when you have the first phrase Beis, it says bring it out. How do you know it means bring it all the way out? Bring it outside of Gimel Machnos. So Lasucha Lechel B'Sharecha Ksiv, because the Pasuk says Lasucha Lechel B'Sharecha, so that sounds like all of Yerushalayim. Ele Michavarta Kida Abaye. So, I'm sorry, Va'od Lasucha Lechel B'Sharecha Ksiv. The Gemara is saying another reason that Rav is wrong is from the Pasuk of Sub Makom Kadosh, in Acheres Makom Kadosh, we're Memait Legamri, that you don't even need Machne Yisrael, because it says Lasucha Lechel B'Sharecha, and from that Pasuk you see that you're not allowed to eat Kachim Kalim outside of Chomos Yerushalayim, even the Lachmei Toda. So it can't be that the initial mashmos of the pasuk is telling me you can eat it outside Yerushalayim, and then we have another phrase to bring it inside. So we have to say that the drasha of Rabbi Nechemiah, the way Abaye explained it, was correct to begin with, not the way Rava explained it. Okay, next Mishnah. Also continuing in the laws of Kachim Kalim. Shlamim Kachim Kalim. Shlamim are Kachim Kalim. And therefore, the shechted anywhere in the Azara, v'damatan shematan shein arba, same shematan shein arba. Nechal b'chol ear, they can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim. L'kol adam by even by non kohen and b'chol machal, however you want to prepare it. L'shnei yamim v'layla echad. But over here, you get 2 days and one night. Hamura mehem l'chaz v'shok that are given to the kohen, kayotzi behem, have the same status of the korbanos themselves that they can be eaten in Yerushalayim. However you want to prepare it, 2 days and one night. Ella shamur lechem nechal l'kohen l'shem l'vneim l'avdehem. But that which is Mura Mehem could be given to any family members or Avadim of the Kohanim as well. Tanur Abanan. But 3 times the Torah says Oel Moed when it comes to shechting of carbon shlamim. Ushchato Pesach Oel Moed ve'yikra Perek Gimel Pasuk Alfin Beis v'shachar oso lefnei Oel Moed a few psukim later, and v'shachar oso lefnei Oel Moed a few psukim after that. Lahachshir is kol aruchos b'kachim kalim. It's telling me any part of the Azara is okay for kachim kalim. Any, it doesn't have to be the north. Any part of the Azara. So kal v'chomer letzafel. So the Brice explains once we're machshir any part of the Azara for kachim Kalim, we can bring a kal v'chomer to be machshir the northern part of the Azara. Uma kachim kalim shlo huchshur b'kol aruchos huchshur b'tzafon. Kachim kalim shuchshur b'kol aruchos hayudin shuchshur b'tzafon. If kachim which cannot be shechted in the rest of the Azara, yet are shechted b'tzafon, kachim kalim which can be shechted even in the rest of the Azara, for sure can be shechted b'tzafon. Reb Lezer omer lo nemar hakasav el lahachshir tzafon. The din that kachim kalim are kosher b'tzafon is not from a kal v'chomer; it's from one of the psukim. Is coming to teach me that you could shecht it but safon. Why do I need a riboy in the pasuk? Because without the riboy, sheyachol v'alo dinhu, you might have made a kal v'chomer in the opposite direction. Uma kachim kalim shukshu b'kol aruchos lo hukshom akomen eitzel kachim. If kachim kalim can be shechted elsewhere in the Azara, but that place is possible for kachim anywhere else in the Azara, kachim kalim shal hukshu el b'safon, kachim kachim which is more limited, eino din shal hukshom akomen eitzel kachim kalim. Its place may be limited for kachim kalim. You may be that you're not allowed to shecht kachim kalim there. Tam lomer shchato pesach ol moed lefnei ol moed lefnei ol moed. That's why I have 3 psukim. One of them to tell me that you could shecht kachim kalim even in the tzafon of the azara. So apparently machlokas Reb Lezer and the Chachamim. How I know that you're allowed to shecht kachim kalim in the north of the azara? Tanakama says it's a kal v'chomer, and Reb Lezer says it's one of the psukim. So b'may kamifugi, what exactly are they arguing about? Tanakama over tlosa kray. We have 3 psukim. Tanakama says, here's what we do with the 3 psukim that all say Pesach Ol Moed. Chad l'gufei, one to tell me that the actual din, dinibay Pesach Ol Moed, that at the time of Shechita, it's got to be by the Pesach Ol Moed, and if there is no Pesach Ol Moed, like before the doors of the Heichal are opened, or before the Levium erected the Mishkan, or after they disassembled the Mishkan, then the Shechita is going to be possible. So that's one. V'chad l'hachshir tzadin, and one pasuk to tell me that if you shecht on the sides of the Azara, the entire width of the Azara, to the east of the Heichal, even though it's not directly across from the Pesach, the Shechita is going to be kosher. V'chad lifsol tzidet studin. That if you shecht all the way off to the sides, in the Lishchos that are built in, off of the Azara, that's not going to be good enough. V'tzafon lo itzrichra. To tell me that you could shecht kachim kalim b'tzafon, I don't need a pasuk for that. That's a kal v'chomer. Reb Lezer Savar, Reb Lezer disagrees. He says, chad the gufei. You're right. One has to tell me, didn't he buy the Pesach Ol Moed, that you got a shecht by the Pesach Ol Moed, only when there is a Pesach Ol Moed. V'chad the hachshir tzafon. And one to tell me that you're allowed to shecht kachim kalim in the tzafon, because without that I would have assumed that there's exclusivity to the tzafon, that only kachim kachim could be shecht b'tzafon. V'chad l'hachshir tzadin. And one to tell me that you could shecht not only directly in front of the Pesach Eichal, but even a little bit off to the sides along the width. So tzidei tzadin, what about the fact that you're not allowed to shecht in the lishchos? So lo tzurcha, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that. I learned from the same pasuk, lifnei, olmo, it sounds like in the Azara. Not often the tzidei tzadin in some lishcha off of the Azara, obviously only in the Azara. Okay, so Maishna Hacha, why is it that by this pasuk it says a Pesach Ol Moed, or Maishna Hasan by other pesukim d'chsiv lifnei Ol Moed? So Kamash Milan kid Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Dam Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Shlom Sheshachman Kaldim Shei Pasuk L'Asos HaHeichal Psulin. If you shecht the Karban Shlomim before they open the doors of the Heichal, it's Pasul. Shneimer Shchato Pesach Ol Moed Bizman Shu Pasuach V'Lo Bizman Shu Na'ul. It has to be when the doors are open, not when they are locked. It manami, Amar Maruk v'Barchama, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Shlom Sheshchaton, Kodem Shivtchu, Dulasos Heichal Psulin, Shnamar Shchato Pesach Olmoy, Bizman Shpesach Heichal Pesuach, Lo Bizman Shu Na'ul, that you cannot check the Karmel Shlom before they open the doors. B'marava Masni Hachi, in Eretz Yisrael, they would teach the din like this. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Amar Ravashi, Shlom Sheshchaton, Kodem Shivtchu, Dulasos Heichal Psulin, Uba Mishkan, Kodem Shemidu Levim Esa Mishkan, Nach Shivgu Levim Esa Mishkan, Psulin. And by the Mishkan, where it wasn't about the Dalsos Heichal, it was about just having the Mishkan there, so before they erected it, after they pulled it apart, so that it's going to be possible, because when the Mishkan is not banoid, then there is no Pesach Oel Moed. What is considered Na'ul? So says Gemara Pshita, Mugaf Ki Na'ul Dami. If the doors are closed, even if they're not locked, that has a status of locked. And if you have Shecht to Karmel Shlom when the doors are closed, certainly no good. However, Vilon Mai. What if the doors are open, but they put a curtain in front of the Pesach HaHeichal? What would be the din then? Is that considered that it's Na'ul or not? Amar Rabbi Zera, Hu Atzmo Ein Nasa Ela Kepesach Pasuach. The vilon itself makes it like it's kepesach pasuach, meaning a curtain is just there for tznius. It is not a closing of the door. It's just that people shouldn't be looking into the heichal at the shas shchita. That's how Rashi understands. So it's only the tznius of the alma, but that is certainly not considered a full closing. The full closing of the door. Says Mar Govha Mai. Okay, now that we're discussing what's called open, what's called close, let's say you put a mound or a piece of wood or something Keneged the opening of the Heichal, and it's mafsik between the place you're shechting and the Pesach HaHeichal. The Pesach HaHeichal is opened, but what's the din? If there's a davar mafsik, there's something in between, you just put a big pile of dirt in between. So Tashima, Gemara says, we'll bring a raya to be poshet the suffix. Titania, we have a braisa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shnei Pishpishin Hayu Bebeis HaChalifos. There were two small doors in the Beis HaChalifos, meaning in the western wall of the Ulam, which protrudes beyond the width of the Heichal, 15 amos to the north and 15 amos to the south, that's open toward the Beis HaChalifos, which is the place in the western wall of the Ulam until the western wall of the Azara. So those two Pishpishin were in the wall of the Ulam on the two sides of the Heichal, off to the sides of the Heichal. The Gova Shmona, and they were 8 amos tall, Kidei Lahachshir Es HaAzara Kula, and to be Machshir all the other places in the Azara that are not connected to the Pesach HaEichel, meaning from the Ulam to the west and from the Ulam to the north and to the south, the Tzidei Ulam, Lachilas Kachem Kachem. You're allowed to eat Kachem Kachem there, Ulishchitas Kachem Kalim, and to Shecht Kachem Kalim there, that it has to be Lifnei Oel Moed. By these doors, the entire Azara is now considered Lifnei Oel Moed. That was the function of having these extra doors, these Pishpashim, that it's all Lifnei Oel Moed. So, my love, Di'ika Kamayu Gova Shmona. Aren't we talking about that there's something 8 amos tall, like a tel, in front of these Psachim, in front of these doors, and still they're considered Lifnei Oel Moed? So, you see that if there's something high in front of the Pesach, it's not considered Na'ul. So, look, the Gvi in Hushmanu. Who says eight amos means that there's some other thing that's eight amos tall? No, we're saying the Pishpishin themselves were eight amos tall. So Meisvei, the Gemara asks weiter. But how can you say the Pishpishin themselves were eight amos tall? We learned that all the doorways in the Mikdash were 20 amos tall, 10 amos wide. Now, Pishpishin shiny. That's why these aren't called the Pesach. They're called Pishpishin. So they're, because they're only eight amos tall. I, Vayikat Stadin. So says Gemara, yeah, in, because of the pishpish in the entire area from the ulam to the west, it's kasher for shchitas kachim kalim. But viikat stadim, there are the tzidei ha'ulam on the north and on the south that are behind those pishpishin. How are you allowed to shecht kachim kalim there? And it sounds like these pishpishin are machsher the entire azara. So the pasak lu bekeren zavis, they would open these pishpishin in the corners of the ulam, one in the northwestern corner and the other in the southwestern corner, so that part of the Pesach faces toward the west and part toward the north and toward the south. So that's why it allows for everything. So says the Gemara, how could it be that the entire Azara becomes mutter just because of these pishpishin? Achori Beis HaKapores Mai. What about the 11 amos behind the Beis HaKapores? How did they become kosher? Tashma, to Amar Rabbi Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Lul Katan Haya Achori Beis HaKapores, Gavoa Shmona Amos, Kedei Lahachshir Es HaZara, Lachilus Kachim Kachim, Ulushchitus Kachim Kachim, that they had this lul katan that was makshir the entire area. My lapar bar, what does lapar bar mean? Amar Rav Shila, Kamanda Amar Klape Bar. It's like a person says, Klape Chutz, that where the Shomrim sit and beyond, the entire walls of the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, even Achorei Beis HaKapores, is all kasher for the Shechita. Okay, we'll stop there, and Bez Hashem, we'll pick up at the very bottom tomorrow.